CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Hello, Kingston. The annual Empty Bowls fundraiser for Martha's Table is almost here. Taking place November 2nd at Doubletree Hotel, you can choose a handcrafted bowl to take home and enjoy for years, and to remind you of your generous support in the battle against food insecurity. At this event, participating restaurants are making mouth-watering soups to enjoy, plus tasty desserts. And there's even a silent auction to kick off your holiday shopping. Get your tickets before they're gone via marthastable.ca. See you there.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's retro radio show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is Terry, and every Friday night starting October 3rd from midnight to 2 a.m., tune your dial to CFRC.ca or 101.9 and let the music pull you in.
When you were young and on your own, how did it feel to be alone? I was always thinking of games that I was playing, trying to make the best of so try to be sure right from the start. Yes, only love can break your heart. What if your world should fall apart? A dream. Someone should call him and see if he can come out. Try to lose the doubt that he's found. But only love can break your heart. So try to be sure right from the start. Yes, only your heart. What if your world should fall apart? Yes, only love can break your heart. Yes, only love can break your heart. Yes, only love can break your heart. Yes, only
yes, only love can break up your cap. the start.
It is roughly now 4:05, so that means it is I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. This whole time I've been tempted to say Friday. I've never broadcasted on Friday, but for some reason I've begun to say Friday like three times, and it's not Friday. Anyway, what I just had playing was Only Love Can Break Your Heart by Jen Grant, and then what I have up next is Stuck in Your Ways by Altamita, followed by Wondering Where the Lions Are by Bruce Cockburn. I wanted to do like only Canadian for an episode because I haven't done that in a really long time. I think I did it Canada Day and that's been it. So a long time coming. So I picked a genre and then was like, I'm only picking Canadian artists. So today it is only Canadian folk musicians. There's a little bit like a wiggle room with folk in my mind, but I did try and like keep it as concise and folky as we could. It's a bit of a struggle though. I feel like folk is very summer to me, and now that it's like almost November, well, I guess it's October still, but like we're past halfway of October, it feels like this is like blasphemy or something, but it's all folk today. That's about it. I hope you guys enjoy the next couple songs, and I'll be back.
Tell yourself what you need to. take, point my finger at eternity. I'm sitting in the middle of this ecstasy. A young man marching, helmet shining in the sun, polished and precise like the brain behind the gun should be. They got me thinking about eternity, but some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, this is the Canadian folk episode, so only Canadian folk, etc. What I just had playing was Wondering Where the Lions Are by Bruce Coburn, and then before that it was Stuck in Your Ways by Ultimita. And then what I have up next is Came So Easy by The Weather Station. I think The Weather Station, this album, or like this song, it's on her 2011 album, but for some reason the way she sings, like, I don't know if you want to say like the timbre of her voice, not to get too like into the music sort of whatever, it sounds a bit Joan Baez to me, for some, like, just like the way it, like, the it all blends, and I'm like, okay, that's Joan, but alas, it's not, and she's like, this came out in 2011 and she's not Joan Baez, but that's okay. And then what I have after that is Flood Part 1 by The Acorn. Both Canadian. I just recently got into The Weather Station when I was like preparing for this episode, and then that's sort of like when I was like, oh my god, she sounds like Joan Baez. Or Baez. I never know. I think it's, I say it Joan Baez. My dad says Joan Baez. It's sort of like a, the way people say Hozier different. I never know which one's right, and I just say it the way I want to say it, so don't try and correct me. I remember once I got in like a heated argument with my housemates about like how you say Hozier. I've always thought it was Hozier. They're like, no, like it's, it, you got to say it like Frenchie, and it's Hozier. Which to me, it's like, okay, well, he's not French, he's Irish, so who's right? Who's right? The one that is from Quebec or the one that has Irish lineage? Me. So come on. Anyway, that's you know, that's all I gotta say. Enjoy The Weather Station with Came So Easy.
Just 'cause it came so easy, like quiet evenings in my kitchen. Just 'cause it came so easy, like little breezes of indecision. Lines of it came crawling through the cracks there in my tiles. Sat there and I watched them as they pillage and sing all. So easy, I was loath to admit it.
just cause it came so quickly. I was startled, like I had tripped, and I reached an accusing hand to the treachery of the stream.
A seven-headed serpent.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was the Acorn with their song Flood Part 1. And then before that, it was Came So Easy with the Weather Station. I found with both of these, you could hear sort of like influences, which is, I always find it really fun. I'm in Queen's Album Club too, and we just did like a Daft Punk album, and it would show, like, they did like the breakdown of how the samples were made, and I find like the idea of seeing everything where it's like, oh my god, that's how that came like that, really fun. I just totally got sidetracked, but what I was saying, like influences, is you can tell like Came So Easy by the Weather Station, very Joan Baez type style. And then I was gonna say that the Acorn was similar to the Paper Kites, but then I was doing some digging and that song actually came out in 2007, and like the Paper Kites album I was thinking about with like Bloom on it came out in 2011. So what came first, the chicken or the egg? No, obviously the Flood Part One came first, so you know. But I thought it was really cool, and I like sort of dissecting the influences. I know some people are like, well, it sounds too much like something else and it's like nothing's new, which I do agree with, but sometimes it's like when it's done tastefully and skillfully, it's cool. Like, I think having stuff being influenced is great. Using stuff exactly the same is not. Cough, cough, Taylor Swift's new album. But I don't know. I'm sort of just like, I got totally off track. Anyway, what I have up next is That Song About the Midway by my queen herself / icon, Joni Mitchell, followed by One Another by Mac DeMarco, Canadian. This is the one that I was saying, bit wishy-washy on the folk with Mac DeMarco, but when you look up Canadian folk artist, he comes up. So I probably could have done a deeper dive, but I was like, it counts. Anyway, enjoy Joni Mitchell. Right.
like I've been working overtime.
I say beat, you say banter. Beat?
Beat.
Join us every Thursday at 1 on
Swing
for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Some mistakes you always kept it straight, you'd never learn. You run the risk of all the risks you take. Don't feel like all the time you put in went to waste. The way your heart was beating all those days, and suddenly beats another pace.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, this is the Canadian folk episode. All Canadian, all folk. That's it. What I just had playing was Empty Rooms by Matthew Ryan Jacobs. And then before that, it was One Another by Mac DeMarco. And then all the way back, it was that song about the Midway by Joni Mitchell. I say this every time I play Joni Mitchell, that I just love her. And with, I was going to say with Christmas approaching, which it's not, but she's very like especially the Blue album, it's very like winter, fall, whatever, especially since my family watches Love Actually every Christmas. And then it's like, oh, like she's like both sides now. She gets the Joni Mitchell CD. Etc. I'm not going to say the rest because I don't want to spoil it, but definitely watch Love Actually when it's Christmas. Anyway, again, I'm getting off track. I think my brain's a bit of a mess right now with midterm season and everything coming up. But anyway, what I have up next is Monarch Butterfly by a Seed. By Sea of Gold and Burgundy. And then My Mistakes Are Teeth by Danny Webster. Two sort of newer Canadian folk releases that you should definitely check out. Love Giving promo. Enjoy.
In constellations in the sky, with your fingers smooth and light, and a whisper. Your magnet mind. We wonder how you'll fly when it's winter time, where the water's warm, butterfly. Kiss her wings as she flies from the of Ontario. See the light in her eyes.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I'm the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. I have three songs left. So, super stacked episode of Canadian Folk. What I just had playing was Danny Webster with My Mistakes Are Teeth, and then A Sea of Gold and Burgundy with their song Monarch Butterfly. What I have up next is Factory by Martha Wainwright, followed by Suzanne by Leonard Cohen, and then Cigarettes and Chocolate Milk by Rufus Wainwright. I wanted to include both the siblings, but I feel like I couldn't do it like back to back because, I don't know, something like about that would like annoy me if I was listening. I don't know, something about it. So I had to do a little Leonard Cohen in between. I find it really interesting. Well, obviously, the Wainwrights are Nepo babies because their parents are both musicians. But I do find it really interesting that, like, as a Nepo baby, you have all this money and they both become musicians. That's kind of crazy to me. If I was Rufus Wainwright, because he released his album first and he's the older sibling, I would get annoyed. As an older sibling, I'd probably be a little bit like, what the heck? Like, if my younger sister, let's say I wrote Poses, like, I'm Rufus Wainwright, and then my sister goes and writes her own album and it also is really good, I'd be a little ticked off. As much as I love my sister, I'd be a little bit like, oh, so you're taking my stardom. I'm kidding. It's the same how my sister came to Queens after I came to Queens. It's just like what younger siblings do, all with love. Anyway, that's pretty much it from me today. I'll be back next Wednesday, 4 p.m. See you there.
These are not my people. I should never have come here. The chick with the dick and the gift for the gap. Seen a face. I'll take the calls from factory to factory on these nights that I have been all alone. Through my window, the moonlight just shone, and up on my walls, the fire she danced, playing out my very last chance.
down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counter, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed. There are children in the morning. They are leaning out for love. They will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. Travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
And chocolate milk, these are just a couple of my cravings. Everything it seems I like's a little bit stronger, a little bit thicker, a little bit harmful for me. If I should buy jelly beans, have to eat them all in just one sitting. Everything it seems I like's a little bit sweeter, a little bit fatter, a little bit humble for me. And then there's those other things, which for several reasons we won't mention. Everything about them is a little bit stranger, a little bit harder, a little. Bye.
just singing about places where scrappy boys' faces have general run of the town playing with prodigal sons. Takes a lot of sentimental volumes. Can't expect the world to be all raggedy handy while running on empty. You little old doll with a frown. You gotta keep in the game. Retaining mystique while facing.
Weather sets in the Kingston area. CFRC and KPP concerts are churning up the heat with a stacked fall lineup. On October 10th, check out Shania Twain.